Good morning. I'd like to welcome all of you to McGill University, to the Faculty of Religious Studies, and to this, the inaugural Birks Forum in the World's Religions and Public Life, entitled Religion and Foreign Policy, the Global Challenges of Religious Pluralism. My name is Ellen Aitken, and I have the great privilege to serve as Dean of McGill's Faculty of Religious Studies. The Birks Forum is made possible by a very generous and catalytic gift from the Birks Family Foundation, which was given just this year to provide venture capital for an ongoing forum to examine the way religion in its multiple forms, manifestations, is embedded and implicated in the multiple arenas of public life and civil society. We envision this as an ongoing forum taking up various topics this year in terms of foreign policy and international relations, but also stretching in future years to questions of economics, the environment, political democracy, and the list is wide open. The Birks name and the Birks philanthropy has long been associated with the Faculty of Religious Studies and with really what is cutting edge and visionary, initially in theological education, then in religious studies, and now in religion and public life. And I want to express my deep gratitude to the Birks family for their century-old friendship with our work here at McGill University. The forum, the Birks Forum, is more than conferences, though there will be annual or biannual conferences around the world's religions and public life. But we will also provide a thematic for intensive courses for professionals and practitioners in various fields in civil society and government, as well as for students from around the world. We also look forward, under the umbrella of the Birks Forum, to a very vigorous program of publication and dissemination of research and engagement of the public discussion of these issues. I also want to acknowledge this morning, with great gratitude, a number of partners in this endeavor this year. First of all, the Tony Blair Faith Foundation and its Faith and Globalization Initiative. As many of you know, McGill University is the Canadian lead university within the Faith and Globalization Initiative network, international network of universities, and we have been partnering with the Faith Foundation since 2009 to examine the interrelation of religion and globalization and the multiple dynamics of that relationship. This conference takes place in the middle of an intensive two-week summer course on religion and foreign policy. And we are really privileged to have faculty from other universities here, from University of Western Australia, from Yale University, and also, I would say, a particular privilege to have students from across the network, from the University of Western Australia, from Yale, from Monterey Tech, from Hong Kong University and Hong Kong via Peking University and Oxford, from Benares Hindu University, and from the American University of Kosovo, as well as a host of McGill students. And so this is really, in a sense, changing the way in which global education takes place, because you, in order to study religion and globalization, you need to think about that from multiple perspectives and multiple lived situations and to learn from one another's outlooks on the world. I also want to acknowledge the partnership and the support of the Canadian International Council, which through their website, opencanada.ca, is providing a very important channel of dissemination of The papers and thinking around this conference, and it's opencanada.ca is a place to watch within your internet watching to see blogs, interviews, discussions. A number of the speakers here will be interviewed, and those will appear on the Open Canada website in the coming weeks. And we really see this as an ongoing partnership to think about religion and foreign policy. In addition, the Institute for Global Engagement and the Pew Research Center and the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life are sponsors of this conference. I will also mention that most of the sessions of the conference are being live streamed out to a wider world, and through the Tony Blair Faith Foundation, really being live streamed to students and their friends and relations around the world. If you're on Twitter, there's a hashtag for this conference. It's #RFPConf. Encourage you, if you do Twitter, if you tweet, to follow those birds. We'll probably at the end do more thank yous, but I want to say thank you right now to McGill students Julie Gittinger, Caitlin Davila, and Mame Frimpong, who have formed a leadership around the practicalities of this conference and gathered a team of volunteers. You'll see many of them both in conference sessions, but in the hallways. I think Caitlin asked everyone to wear black and white, which is lovely. So if you need help of finding washrooms, what the hashtag is, food, telephones, whatever, look for someone in black and white. And if they're not there to help you, they'll find someone who is. Yeah. And lastly, I want to thank and introduce my colleague, Professor Daniel Seary, Professor of Religion, Ethics, and Law in the Faculty of Religious Studies. Dan masterminded and designed this program and conference together with an executive committee. And without Dan, none of this would have been possible. Without his insight and his really passion for bringing together a conversation among people who may not often talk to each other, because of differences of location or differences of points of view. And one of Dan's great strength as an intellectual leader is to create space in which good and thoughtful conversations happen around difficult issues. And so I'm enormously grateful to Dan. I'm going to turn it over to Dan to introduce more of the thematic of the conference.
Thank you, Ellen. The conference is focused on the theme of religion and foreign policy, the challenges of religious pluralism. And although the conference has a global focus and attempts to look at different regional and religious contexts in the world at large, it also has a very specific local context as well. Earlier this year, the first ambassador of religious freedom in Canada was appointed, Andrew Bennett, who is here today. That's been the culmination of a process of reflection in the Canadian government and foreign affairs on the critical place, the critical role of religion and issues around religious freedom in global society. Religious freedom has been defined as one of the fundamental rights in both most of our national as well as our international codes. And Universal Declaration of Human Rights has a fairly robust definition of the fundamental right of religious freedom and free exercise of religion, and that was developed in the International Covenants of the United Nations, as well as a number of declarations in the United Nations and a whole host of international agreements and national constitutions as well. The establishment of the Canadian Charter of Religious Freedom under the inspiration of one of Canada's well-known statesman, Pierre Elliott Trudeau in 1982. An entrenched charter of human rights and freedoms was established, and of course, as in many constitutions, the first freedom of conscience and religion, stands out as one of the landmark freedoms for Canada's democracy, as in so many other democracies. We've struggled in the first week. This conference, as some of you know, is operates as a kind of capstone event for an intensive course, as well as a freestanding event for those who are participating in the conference. For the students who've been involved, the international body of students have been involved in the course. We've spent a week in intense dialogue, conversation with a wide array of scholars and public policy professionals on foundational issues dealing with religious freedom and the different religious traditions of the world. We're continuing that conversation today and starting to focus in more on specific regional settings such as Africa and the Middle East and Asia. The two-day conference consists of a series, sort of the input segment, which is the first day, the Saturday. You'll be hearing a lot of input from an array of speakers. We have an opportunity for more exchange on Sunday morning with our various breakout sessions, so you can see that on the conference schedule. So let's get started.